If you grew up in the Pacific Northwest, you don't talk like other people. Just ask this University of Washington sociolinguistics professor.
I had a student from Rhode Island, and he said that when he came to campus, one of the first things that he remembers is being invited to a party. And he baked a cake and took it to this party. And when he got there, he was shocked to discover that he had brought entirely the wrong thing to the party. He thought that he was being invited to a cake party, C-A-K-E, and he was being invited to a keg party.
That's keg, K-E-G as in beer, not cake as in yummy. Do we have our own accent out here? KUOW reporter Deborah Wong, you did that story this week.
Yeah, it was really fun. And so there's long been this idea that people in the western half of the United States don't really have specific accents. And the reason
Except for Jeff Spicoli in L.A.
Oh, I don't
the surfer dude.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah. True. Well, now we do know that there's a California accent. But basically, linguists had never really didn't study the western half of the United States. So they just kind of put it all in one linguistic, you know, grab bag. But these folks at the University of Washington have been studying the way we speak, and they did find that we have some unique ways of pronouncing things. You know, keg is one of them. Anything that's ends with a hard G, you know, with an E or an A ending in a hard G, often people raise that vowel.
Flag,
bag, yep. Egg instead of bag.
Yep.
And then there's words that we merge together, like cot, what you sleep in, and caught, like you've caught a fish.
Mm-hmm.
It often sounds the same to Pacific Northwesterners. They just say caught. And so this story, which was really fun to report, somebody posted it on Reddit. And this huge discussion ensued about the word bagel.
Yeah.
We've got Luke Burbank, who is public radio personality. And he and I actually had this conversation about bagel as well. So I want you to listen to that.
I have actually had girlfriends who didn't grow up in the Northwest make fun of how I said bagel, that she thought I said it wrong. So that's as close as I've ever come to being told I have an accent.
Bagel is wrong, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I guess it should be what, bagel?
Bagel.
Bagel. Why would it be bagel?
Let's go over that again, just because it was subtle. Here's how Luke says it.
Bagel.
Here's how all right-thinking people say it.
Bagel.
And here's what Luke heard when Deborah Wong said it correctly.
Bagel. Why would it be bagel?
So Joni, who's Jewish, is about to, like, her head is going to explode right now.
Yeah.
Can you speak for all Jews on this?
No, I can't do that. But I can say that Luke is way off on this. There's no debate. It is bagel, and just deal with it, sir.
Where are you from, Joni?
I am from Pittsburgh,
uh-huh.
Which is, you know, this is where people say things like jeet. In other words, did you eat?
Uh-huh.
Or jever. Jever go downtown.
Uh-huh.
Okay, wait a minute. But I also went to my neighbor, Sharon, who's Jewish, and she grew up here. And I wanted to see whether Luke is not Jewish, right?
Uh-huh, that's right.
But I wanted to see how locals who are Jewish said the word. So we got that tape, too.
How do you say the word B-A-G-E-L? Bagel. Bagel. Is that like a bagel A with a long A?
Yes.
Okay. Bagel. Have you always said it bagel?
I've always said it bagel.
So have you heard other people around here say that word differently?
I've heard bagel, but it sounds all wrong to me. It's a bagel.
It's a bagel.
So my contention, if people think this is crazy, but my contention is that Jews everywhere in the world say bagel. And I'm just throwing that out there because I'm sure there will be people who disagree with me. But I do think this is an ethnic distinction that we have to make.
I'm just going to support the heck out of you, Deborah.
So you brought up the example of cot and caught.
Yes.
And I'm not. I'm from sort of Air Force bases all over. I moved out here in high school, so I completely hear the difference. My parents did. Cot is not right. The same as caught.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, I don't know if I'm right, but I feel like to say cot and caught are the same thing is wrong.
Right.
So is it wrong or is it an accent or are all accents basically just made up from the fact that everybody's wrong in a different way?
You know, it's a good question.
We're in a philosophical territory.
Well, now. It is philosophical, but there are also things that linguists say about this. On those two particular words, that's called a merger. In other words, people here have taken two vowel sounds and sort of lengthened, smushed them together. What the other thing that the linguist told me is that most Americans have 14 distinct vowel sounds in their vocabulary. We have lost one because we do that merger. So we only have 13. Now, the funny thing about only having 13 vowel sounds is that last vowel sound that you don't say, you also lose the ability to hear it.
Mm.
So there does seem to be something wrong about that. I mean,
which vowel sound did we lose?
The caught.
Oh, that one.
People say it the same way. It's
okay.
A merger.
Okay.
But bagel, I mean, if you look it up in Merriam-Webster, it's B-A with a long A over
the long A.
And there's even, like, I didn't realize this, if you go online to the dictionary now, you can even push a little button and you can hear some guy saying it, and he says bagel.
But is there something about the hard G, like, how come Northwesterners don't say rain differently, or do they? Or is there something about the hard G, flag, bag? Because I totally hear that. I know we do that.
I think there is something about the hard G, and I the way it was explained to me by these linguists is there is like a tendency in language to raise a vowel before a hard G. It's like a language thing that we do with our mouths.
Mm.
So I guess that means that to say bagel, you have to sort of make an effort.
You have to work
to say
at it.
Yeah. Because it's not natural.
My question is:
Yes, Essex.
Is there any other?
Where are you from, sir?
I am a Chicago native. My parents did their growing up in Chicago. They're from the South. I'm a military kid, so I lived in Okinawa, Japan, and I lived in Kansas, the Midwest. Went to the University of Nebraska. So my question is this: is there any other reporter at KUOW who could have done this story? Because all the other reporters at KUOW have a discernible accent.
Oh. Where do you think I'm from, Essex?
It is impossible to tell that Deb Wong has any accent at all, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, so this is interesting. I grew up in Chicago, and I sort of say Chicago the same way you do, with a Chicago, right? You can tell, right?
I didn't grow up
you
there.
Didn't? Oh, you didn't? Okay. And then in the East Coast. But I just find this whole thing fascinating because my parents are immigrants, and so I think that gives me a different take on language than most people growing up kind of in a, you know, homogenous kind of neighborhood, because my parents spoke differently. So
did you work extra hard at trying
totally.
To have some kind of
neutral
American non-accent?
Yeah, absolutely. And then and the thing that's really interesting to me is that the person who's studying this at the University of Washington, her name is Alicia Wasink. She's black, and she's the daughter of a Jamaican immigrant. And she is now, the original research that she did on this accent was of Anglo-white,
right.
Long-time residents, many generations here in the Northwest. So some of this stuff is an Anglo accent. But now what they're doing is they're expanding their research base. And so they're looking at African Americans, they're looking at Native Americans, they're looking at Hispanic Americans and Japanese Americans. And they're looking to see if these sort of Anglo ways of speaking are endemic to the rest of the population. In fact, they're finding they are, but there are differences as well. There are ethnic differences, and they're not really huge differences like there might be in Chicago or New York, where ethnic groups are really kind of entrenched. There's been a lot more kind of ethnic diversity and integration here, but they are finding, you know, that's what makes it so interesting, that there are differences and there are similarities as well.
Can I go to another word that's more of an affectation?
Sure.
Skip Canute Berger should be here to defend himself, because I had never heard this till I sat across from him many a time. Boing.
Oh, yeah. Boing,
oh,
boing,
oh
boing.
I
yeah.
almost
said Boeing.
What happened to Boeing?
I know.
I don't know.
But
did
you said
say,
that.
But I feel like he's from here, and so he must know that we're all wrong and that it's Boeing or whatever.
Oh, I thought you were going to put the S at the end.
Oh, there's that.
Because Washington natives put the S at the end.
Yeah. It's not Bartels. It's not Boeing's. But if you live here
it's
long enough, it is. No, it's Bartel.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
See?
Crushing us a
okay.
week
it's
before
not Nordstrom's.
Christmas, man.
No, it's Nordstrom's, exactly.
Oh, that's right. It's not.
But back to accent, though. You mentioned Reddit. This blew up on Reddit. One of the posters said, I'm told I say measure with a Northwest accent by making it sound more like measure than measure. I'm completely with that. In fact, I built my brother's house with a bunch of, you know, construction workers. I volunteered on it. And they would talk. It was about, you know, you got to measure it out. The other thing was they also added an unnecessary preposition to everything. So it was like you trim it out and measure it out and trim it up and so ever since then, any time around the house, if it involves, I have to take out the tape measure to do something, yeah. My wife has to hear, okay, so what you want to do is you want to take and you want to measure it out.
Well, so the thing, if you ask the linguists, there are a lot of things that people do that aren't necessarily part of the Pacific Northwest dialect. Some of them they call idiosyncratic. So there may be families that say weird things, right, that aren't necessarily, you know, said in the general population. But the other thing that they say is these little things that we do in the Pacific Northwest, they're not unique to the Pacific That's Northwest. Right. You can find them in other parts of the country, but we say them in a kind of unique combination of ways.
Well, how about from Spokane? Get a go,
picture. Yeah, now I'm listening to Anna King and hearing all sorts of different things. I mean, once you start listening for these things, you're going to hear them everywhere.
How
and
about
drive you crazy?
How about both instead of both. Both? I say both, but there's a people
you're
put
adding
an L
to both.
I hear other both. People say both. Bernard Wallet. Looking at you, Bernard. I have a friend who swears that there's a Seattle accent that is kind of Canadian meets surfer. And
yes.
He gives, you've heard this? He gives the example of Dory Monson from Cairo Radio.
Yes.
Here's Dory talking about, for some reason he's talking about, like, should you use the bathroom if it has a shower in it? Anyway, here, listen to this.
So I put up this sign telling people who use this room to go to the bathroom that that's unacceptable. I'm very nice in the way I ask this.
And that's Dory Monson. It's a little bit, you know, have you heard Dory talk? It's sort of surferish, but we have, this friend and I, mine and I have an electrician in common who's also from Ballard, as Dory Monson is from Ballard. The dude talks exactly like Dory Monson, and I've never heard it anywhere else, but he comes over and it's a little Dory Monson.
Well, here's the funny thing. I talked to researchers in Oregon, and they say that in Oregon, they've found the same Pacific Northwest traits that they've discovered here in Washington State, but they've also discovered a lot of California traits.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is, you know, Oregon is right midway between the two, and they've become the sort of linguistic melting pot. Dory, it's an interesting thing. Dory was a sports guy, right? So yeah. I don't know if it's a sports thing, too.
He's a sports guy that doesn't want to go downtown anymore.
Did you catch that? I remember that. Okay, we have no time constraints on KOW's Week in Review. This is how we do when we're just like letting it. We're not even going to measure this show because we're only
out
online. What's that? We're not going to measure it out. What you want to do is exist. You want to take and you want to measure it out. Shall we give the last word to the program community, which also has picked up on this?
Oh, great. So much for bagels.
So much for what?
The bagels. You dropped them on the floor.
They're called bagels.
I lived in New York, Troy. I know what a bagel is.
What the hell is wrong with you?
What?
You say bagel wrong.
I say it the same as you.
Say it again.
Bagel. Can we just keep studying?
KUNW's Week in Review. Can we just keep going?
What was that?
That was the show Community, the TV, the comedy Community.
Oh, I don't know.
Talking bagels.